ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, Kat here.
こんにちは、ナオミです。
Welcome to Newbie Series Season 5, Lesson 11. We know you're busy, but there's always time for Japanese. Hello and welcome back to the JapanesePod101.com, the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to learn Japanese.
Thanks for joining us. じゃあ、Kat-san, please tell us what we are going to learn in this lesson.
In this lesson, you will learn how to tell the time in Japanese, and you will also learn the Japanese conjunction けど, meaning but.
Where does this conversation take place and who is it between?
The conversation takes place at home. The dialogue is actually a continuation of the one in the last lesson, and Kent is still on the phone with his father.
What's the formality level of the conversation?
Kent and his father will of course be speaking informally to each other.
Listeners, I have a question.
A question?
Yep. I want to know, when was the last time you commented?
Ah yes, great question.
Stop by JapanesePod101.com. Leave us a comment or just say hi.
Okay, you heard Naomi.
Okay, so let's listen to the conversation.
Ima, 9時. うん、午後9時半。イギリスは今何時？12時半、午前。へえ。学校？うん、難しい。英語は簡単だけど、他は難しいよ。うん、楽しいよ。まどかちゃんも、まどかちゃんの両親も優しいよ。うん、じゃあね。はい、おやすみ。
もう一度。お願いします。今度は、ゆっくり、お願いします。
今、9時。うん。午後、9時半。イギリスは、今、何時？ 12 時半？午前？へえ。学校？うん。難しい。英語は簡単だけど、他は難しいよ。うん。楽しいよ。まどかちゃんも、まどかちゃんの両親も、優しいよ。じゃあね。はい。おやすみ。
今度は英語が入ります。
今、9時。
Right now? It's 9 o'clock.
うん。午後9時半。
Yeah, 9:30 p.m.
イギリスは今何時？
What time is it now in England?
12時半。午前。へぇー。
12? In the morning? Wow.
学校？うん、難しい。
School? Yeah, it's tough.
英語は簡単だけど、他は難しいよ。
And 何時？means what time. So this literally means what time is it now?
Perfect. I think we're all set now. We won't cover it here, but in the PDF there's a chart that shows you how to say the minutes. So please be sure to check that out. Now, let's move on to the conjunction けど. This is used after a phrase and translates to but in English.
Using this correctly will really make your Japanese sounds natural.
Absolutely. You really need to master this word.
I noticed that many students use demo, which also means but, to join two sentences, But I think けど is better for joining two sentences in casual conversation.
Yes, definitely. And like we said, けど means but. So that means that the phrases before and after けど have contrasting meanings. Let's show some examples, shall we?
Sure. Let's start with two separate phrases. The first one is ひらがなは簡単だ。
ひらがな is easy.
The second one is 漢字は難しい。
Kanji is hard.
Now, let's combine these with けど in the middle. ひらがなは簡単だけど、漢字は難しい。
ひらがな is easy, but kanji is hard.
Great. Let's try another one. We talked about a lot about curry in this series. So, the first phrase, カレーは辛い。
Curry is spicy.
And the second phrase,おいしい。
Delicious.
カレーは辛いけどおいしい。
Curry is spicy but delicious.
There are a couple of important rules we have to remember when using けど.
Right, this is where the grammar rules come in. けど can come directly after an e adjective or verb. Notice how we said 辛いけど in the example we just did. But when used with a な adjective or noun, you need to have だ before けど.
If you remember, in the first example, we said, ひらがなは簡単だけど。
簡単 is a な adjective, so it needs だ after it when we attach けどと make だけど.
Is that all clear? Remember to check the lesson note for reinforcement.
It's explained in even more detail there, and it really helps to see it in writing, I think.
Well, that's all the time we have for this lesson.
Thanks for listening, everyone. See you in the next lesson.
じゃあまた。
今、9時。うん、午後9時半。イギリスは今何時？12時半、午前。へぇ。学校？うん、難しい。英語は簡単だけど、他は難しいよ。うん、楽しいよ。まどかちゃんも、まどかちゃんの両親も優しいよ。じゃあね。はい。おやすみ。